Well, today we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio with us. We have Cass County Public Health Director Beth Olson in with us, and Victoria Means is with us, as we're going to talk a little bit about a program called A Matter of Balance. Good morning to both of you.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. I'm cold and I'm tired of the snow.
Well, you might not be the only one.
That's the answer you get from everyone these days, right? Let's talk a little bit about the classwork that you've got coming up here. A Matter of Balance is the title of this particular program. Beth, this isn't new.
It's not. We've been holding the program a little over a year now in Cass County. We really knew that there was a need. Throughout the years, we found that we really maybe weren't serving this population as much. And we'd had some people call and ask if we hosted the class, and we said no. But that's certainly a training that we'd want to look into. And it took some time for kind of all the stars to align and for us to be able to go and get trained. We have 4 trained coaches in Cass County now that can teach on the A Matter of Balance program. And once we had those 4 trained coaches, we started offering classes, and they've just taken off within the past year, and it's been very popular. And we've even gone a few months without holding classes, during our busy seasons, and then during, the winter months, we didn't want people to get out as much. What it is kind of slippery.
Falls, slipping, falling, tripping, falling, falling, period. It is an issue.
It is. It is absolutely an issue. And falls are a major threat to the health and independence of older adults. A lot of people think it's just a natural part of aging, and it's not. Falls are not not normal. And if you are falling, we need to talk about that, and we need to find out, get down to the root cause and determine what are the issues, and what are some barriers causing you to fall, and what can we do to improve those. Nationwide, falls are a big issue, and I know Victoria has some statistics that she can share with us too.
You bet.
So in Iowa, 1 out of every 27 residents, 65 and older, is hospitalized for fall-related injury, and falls cost Iowans per year about $298 million in hospitalizations, which is an average cost of over $26,000 per person. In Cass County, we even know that fall-related deaths, we are one of the highest counties for fall-related deaths in Iowa.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've got, from 2010 to 2014, we had 29 county fall-related deaths and over 160 hospitalizations with charges over $3.6 million just for Cass County.
Wow, that's a lot of sudden emergency room visits.
It is. Falls are very costly, and one of the biggest causes of traumatic brain injury in Iowa, as well as the United States, is from falling. So like you said, at very costly, and a lot of people, falls end up costing them their independence. They are cooped up in a hospital bed rehabilitating, and then they never quite make it home. And I know that's really hard for individuals that go through that, and families to watch that happen to their loved ones too.
Absolutely. Knee injuries, hip injuries, mm-hmm. arm and joint injuries, mm-hmm. rib injuries, head injuries, as you mentioned, a lot of these things. And how many times have we heard these types of stories, sadly, where it is I hate to say the beginning of the end, mm-hmm. but it's an instance that creates other issues mm-hmm. that end up affecting the rest of one's life. And these can sometimes, a lot of it can be avoided.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sometimes.
And we find that even the fear of falling causes people to be more likely to fall too. As we become more fearful of falling, we aren't as active. We don't go out and do the social activities that we enjoyed as much. We become less mobile. We start to see individuals become more depressed, and they become more frail. And those all result in deconditioning, putting us at higher risk for falls. And a lot of times people will tell us, well, if I don't get out and do things, then I can't fall. Well, but then when you do need to get out and do things, then you're at a much higher risk of falling. So how can we work with your environment and the activities you like to do and make sure you're safe in doing those?
Okay, well, let's ask one of the teachers. Victoria, how do we do that? What will folks learn? What type of coursework will you go over with folks when they come to these sessions?
In our we have eight sessions for one class, and they are 2-hour sessions long. And in those, we talk about the fear of falling and viewing falls as controllable. We like to set realistic goals, and we talk about increasing activity levels. We do a lot of talking about changing our environment to reduce the risk of falling in your home, wherever you are, even just going out to do things. And we do promote exercise, and we have some exercises we do in class that increase your strength and balance. We do a lot of group discussion, problem solving, skill building, assertiveness, and sharing videos and, like I said, exercises.
Right now, with the weather conditions like they are, a lot of people think, oh, well, slipping and falling on the ice or snow or something like that. But that's not necessarily what you're talking about. You're talking about the more preventable things.
Yes, we are.
Yes, absolutely. And it's getting people comfortable about talking about falling, too. A lot of times we'll have individuals in class and they'll say, well, I've been falling, but I haven't told anybody because, you know, I don't want my daughter or son to worry about me, or I don't want my doctor to think I need to go, you know, to a nursing home or to assisted living or whatever it might be. And so we've really found that people learning to kind of overcome that fear of falling and starting to talk through some of those things, it's really beneficial in helping them understand what some of the barriers are that in their life. So,
and I had a grandmother who was fortunately very short. She was like 4'6" tall, so she didn't have far
to
fall.
She didn't have far.
But she did fall a lot. She did that for years and years and years, and it was always kind of a running joke in the family, especially because she wasn't getting hurt most often times. But falling can be a serious thing for a couple of reasons, because it could be a symptom of something.
Absolutely.
Or, of course, it could be the cause of bigger problems, too, as we mentioned.
Yes. Absolutely.
Is that what you're trying to eliminate and identify?
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we found that maybe individuals, we don't review medications, but we encourage them to go talk with their provider about their medications or see a pharmacist. And sometimes some of the medications they're on are making them dizzy, or maybe they're on too much blood pressure medication, or, you know, maybe it's a simple medication tweak that was overlooked. Or maybe they need to go see a foot doctor, a podiatrist, and they need to get some better footwear that's supportive enough for them. So, and some of them just need a little more activity and structure in their life. And they've come to class and they've found friends, too, and they've found kind of motivational partners to keep that exercise and that momentum going after class has ended, too. So it's fun to see people kind of come in as strangers and leave as friends, too. We get some chatty classes in there, and then sometimes it's we try and keep class going, but they have so much to say, which is really great to see them get so much out of the program.
Yeah, well, maybe good reason to declutter around the house, too.
Yes, yes.
Yes, very much so.
That sounds silly, but that's one of the things, right?
Yes.
It is.
Yep.
It is. Absolutely. Making homes safer. We spend an entire session, an entire two-hour session on just looking at your house and what are some things you have in your house. Do you need to have guardrails put up? We've had some individuals come and they say, well, our church needs, you know, handrails in the bathroom and, you know, going down the steps. And so they've gotten their churches and other locations out in the community. They've gained that confidence in saying, we need this to be safe, to be able to keep coming here and doing activities. So that's been neat to see the program kind of empower individuals to make steps in the community, too, to have a safer community for everyone as well.
Well, you open up the dialogue, and all of a sudden we start thinking about some things that we may not have considered before.
Right.
Victoria, is that kind of the goal?
Yeah, that's a goal. We want, to think about things, to take your time and to think about it before to help prevent the fall from happening.
And not necessarily changing people's lives, but the way they live, but changing the way you go about some things just so that you can be a little bit more safe.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Just thinking through situations before they arise, even planning on places you're going and thinking about ways to avoid the falls while you're there, whether it be outside and the safe places to walk rather than going up curbs, because sometimes that's a problem.
Very good.
Yes.
So primarily, who is this for?
This is for older adults. So around age 60 and older is what the program says. Those who are concerned about falling, or maybe you've had a fall in the past, if you restrict activities because your concerns about falling, it's a good reason to come into class. Interest in improving your flexibility, balance, and strength is always a good reason. And we also do a lot of group discussion and problem solving. So ambulatory and able to problem solve is a another.
And you probably have some folks that come to the class because they've identified an issue that they want to address. Maybe in some cases it's because perhaps their children have said, you know, maybe we should look into this a little bit more. And this is kind of a first step.
Yes.
We've had some individuals that have come, like a mother, daughter, have come together to come to the class together.
So that's encouraged.
Absolutely. And especially if, you know, you feel as the daughter, maybe you're getting a little older in age and you're starting to notice maybe your balance isn't what it used to be either. So I don't think it's ever too soon to be proactive in thinking through these things. You know, I even, you know, falls isn't something that's on my mind, but just going through the class and being one of the trainers, I think about out on the ice, what do I need to do to be more careful just for myself too? But we've had doctor referrals as well. You don't have to have a physician referral. We do ask that you tell your provider that you are participating in the program, just in case there was. We do very light exercises, but if there was any concern, we would want your doctor to let us know that so we can keep an eye on that. Or if there's certain exercises you shouldn't do, maybe you just had a knee or a hip replacement and you shouldn't do some certain type of exercises yet, that's helpful for us to know too.
Okay, very good. Well, the next session getting started here real quick. I know you've had a few already and some folks have gone through the program. For those that would like to get involved this time, is there a cost?
No, the program is completely free. So that is a huge plus.
Do they need to sign up ahead of time?
Yes, we do need to sign up ahead of time because it is an evidence-based program. They tell us how many people are allowed to be in the class for each time. So we do need that information.
But you do still have some spaces available.
We do, yep.
And if folks would like to get involved, how do they do that?
You can call me at 712-243-7543.
All right. It's not a laughing matter. It's a serious matter that can lead to much more serious things. So let's get after this here right now and take advantage of the opportunity. Again, Wednesday, March 13th. Is the first of those sessions. Victoria, Beth, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having us.